The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So you're an investor, maybe new to the energy space, and you're hearing about battery energy storage systems, BES.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be wondering, well, how safe are these things, really? You hear battery, maybe think phone fires.
Right, but this is different. Utility scale BESS. It's engineered for safety, like from the very start.
Okay, good, because it's a big question. So today, let's maybe demystify that a bit. Look at the layers involved in BES safety.
Exactly. And you know, the big idea here for you as an investor is that safety isn't just one switch. It's a really robust system built in layers.
Layers.
Yeah, multiple crucial layers. And these aren't just like technical nice-to-haves. They actively de-risk the asset. They make permitting, insurance, all that easier.
Okay, so it directly impacts the operation, the liability.
Absolutely, which affects the bottom line, the long-term value of the investment.
Right. So how did we get these layers, these standards? What are the key sort of rule books here?
Good question. The industry was proactive. Think of UL 9540 first. That's like a crash test for the whole system.
The entire BES unit.
The whole thing. Independent engineers test if it shuts down safely, if something goes wrong. For an investor, seeing that UL 9240 mark, that's a big de-risker.
Okay, shows it can handle faults safely. What about preventing things from spreading if they start?
That brings us to UL 9540A. This is different, more like a fire drill, a really intense one.
How so?
They basically force a battery module to fail in a lab. Worst case scenario stuff.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah, and they study the heat, the gas, how flames might spread. It's not pass-fail, but it gives vital data.
Data for what, exactly?
For designers, engineers, fire officials. It tells them how much space you need, what ventilation, what fire suppression. Crucial for containment.
Got it. So product test, failure test. Then how does it actually get built safely on site? Are there rules for that?
Definitely. That's where NFPA 8555 comes in. Think of it as the fire code for energy storage installations.
The how and where guide.
Precisely. It covers setbacks, maximum energy density, fire detection, suppression systems, signage, coordinating with the fire department, everything.
So NFPA 855 compliance means it's installed exactly how safety experts want it.
That's the goal. It standardizes safety, builds confidence, and can, you know, save money down the line by avoiding retrofits.
Okay, so we have certified products, tested failure modes, strict installation codes. What about the battery itself? Are some just inherently safer?
Yes, absolutely. And that's often the first layer. Many systems now use LFP chemistry, lithium iron phosphate.
LFP, why is that safer?
Well, it's just much more thermally stable. It's inherently harder to overheat, less prone to thermal runaway, lower fire risk built in.
Which also means better long-term performance, less risk, less downtime.
Exactly. Better uptime, better profitability potential. It's a smart choice.
Makes sense. Chemistry, codes, testing. But what about once it's running? Day-to-day safety.
Right. That's continuous monitoring and physical containment. The monitoring uses advanced sensors, 24 circulation, temperature, voltage, current.
Like a constant health check.
Pretty much. And the battery management system, the BMS, can automatically isolate a problem pack or even shut the whole thing down if it spots an anomaly.
Before it becomes a real issue.
Yes.
Right.
Reduces risk, downtime, potential insurance costs too. And all this tech sits inside strong, weatherproof enclosures. Think steel lockers, but smarter.
Keeping issues in and problems out.
Protecting the asset.
Okay. So for you, our listener, thinking like an investor, BES safety really is this stack. Choices, tests, codes, oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Using UL 9540, getting that 9540A data, following NFPA 855, choosing LFP, having that constant monitoring, robust containment. That's how risk gets minimized, how uptime gets maximized.
And that leads to the real question for you, the investor, doesn't it? Knowing about this multi-layered safety approach, How does evaluating these specific protocols change your confidence?
Right.
How does understanding these layers help you assess the true long-term value and stability of a BES investment? Something to think about.
Yeah.